The Lord is risen. Alleluia. In today's gospel, two disciples who leave Jerusalem to a countryside are struggling to make sense of recent event which has happened in Jerusalem, is the death of Jesus and the news of his resurrection. And suddenly a stranger joins them on the road. They tell the story of their disappointments and said, our own hope had been that he would be the one who set Israel free. This story is about everyday ordinary life, life discoveries, and life disappointment. In their story, it was clear that they cannot comprehend their hope in Jesus and his death. This encounter with Jesus, with the two disciples, is similar to our encounter with our Lord Jesus in the Eucharist. The story of Jesus was so appealing that they did not want him to leave, and they requested him to stay with them. He invited them to look at the past again, this time in the light of the scripture. Jesus gave them the whole different interpretation of the same event. According to the stranger, the death of Jesus was an achievement of his mission, not the failure. As the stranger helped the two disciples to make sense of the past, of the new light, responded by inviting him to stay with them. The stranger broke the bread and gave it to the disciple there, and their eyes were opened. The stranger did not only help them to interpret the past in their new experience of him as Lord, but also give them a new future. They went back to Jerusalem, which they was running from, and share their new discovery and hope story with others. In their experience of Jesus as Lord, the disciples' path is changed. They were able to revisit the past with new light and hope. They looked the darkness of Good Friday to the light of the Easter Sunday. For them, one conclusion was enough, namely, Jesus Christ is risen. That is the message they took back to Jerusalem. Our celebration of the Eucharist brings Jesus to us, not as stranger, but rather in word and sacrament. And he gave us hope to face the future with faith in him. He is walking with us, and like disciple, he wants to instill hope in us. Like the disciple, we are invited to tell our own story, the story covered with disappointment and anger, displeasure and distress. Our past and present may not make sense to us, but Jesus' word is clearly in this moment as always. I do care about what are you going through, and I am walking along with you. Today, We are invited to tell our stories to the Lord, to listen to Him even in the comfort of our home, and recognize Him in all that is happening. Only then can we look with understanding at the past, with hope, look to the future. When the disciples sit together with Jesus for a meal and He breaks the bread, they recognize Him as the Lord. Like the disciple to whom Jesus revealed Himself to, many of us come to realize that on our journey in life, we are not alone. But how do we break through to ascend that we are never alone? That working with Jesus is a God who is madly in love with us. In the Emmaus story, the two disciples share their food with Jesus. They share their hospitality. They forget themselves, and they forget their disappointment and hurt for a moment. They focus on others. That was the point of entry that revealing the Christ who was their own alone. On their journey, the presence that had been hidden was revealed in the breaking of the bread. Brothers and sisters in Christ, sometimes we can feel like we are all alone. We are face difficulties, tragedies in our lives, the loss of a job, or a poor health, a loved one dies, or a broken marriage, and suddenly life is not the same anymore. The rough time causes us to lose faith. No problem is harder to explain than the mystery of the suffering. This is our life, and this is our human condition. But the Emmaus story is also our story. It reminds us that we are not alone. God is always with us and gives us life. He is there to be our strength when trials come. We know we do not carry a cross alone by ourselves. Yes, the gospel story reminds us that is it okay to be disappointed sometimes and even complain? And it is okay to talk about hope that has been dashed and to wonder if anyone cares. Today's gospel reassures us that God is always right there, right beside us. But as we saw, the revelation only comes hindsight. It reminds us that no matter what we are going through, not to be turned in on ourselves, so that nothing matters but our own needs and wants. It was only when the two disciples reached out to Jesus to care for Him that they knew who He was. It would seem that to recognize Jesus, the resurrection was not enough. Like the disciples of Jesus, we must reach out to the stranger we meet on the road, or reach out and have those in need around us. God bless.